When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. I mean, so not real. In a world full of people shouting fake news, we are the original. And long after those other shouting people are gone, we will still be here, offering novelty t-shirts. So there's one thing to look forward to. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Traven, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my cousin, Chump the Talking Badger. Whee! How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing good. I am exhausted, Arnie. It's been a long day.
Oh, what have you been doing all day?
Well, I thought to venture out and to take my chances outdoors, but I was shapeshifting into different animals to try and barter a truce with all the animals. So I turned into a oyster and went to talk to the creatures of the ocean and said, hey, why don't we call off this war? And I turned into an owlstridge. And
I'm sorry, what was that? The ostrich?
Owlstridge.
An alfstridge?
To be fair, you said Travern at the top of the show.
That's fair. I did. It's true. I did.
It's an ostrich with an owl up top.
Oh.
Because, because we have fun here. And, I was telling the creatures of the sky, like, hey, why don't we call this whole thing off? And, you know, so I've been trying to play peacemaker. Mm-hmm. And it is exhausting, Arnie. Everyone is just bloodthirsty.
He also asked them to start saying tomato, because famously they all say tomato.
Yeah, it is wild. I mean, we all say tomato, right, Arnie?
Of course.
Pass.
Arnie?
I'll pass.
Well, you want me to pass you the tomatoes? Here you go.
Yes, please. Nom, 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 nom.
Excuse me. Can I just hang out in here for a minute or so?
Sure. Well,
sure.
Yes. It's an open tavern. Yeah, sit at the table with us.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one second. I'm also going to introduce my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos.
Tomatoes.
Champion of the Great Halls of Trachis. The Elves know me as Fiangalak. The Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I'm known throughout the Northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. And there are other names. Names of such great power, if ever they were uttered alive, you would say
uttered
potato.
Alive. Okay, now we got that bullshit out of the way. Hey, what? How you doing,
hey.
Little duck?
Yeah. Well, I'm not all that little.
For
a pretty average sized duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm little comparatively.
Well, I'd say you're actually sort of a robust duck.
Oh,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you. I, I've got a nice breast and a good beak.
Yeah.
I think a lot of ducks would love to be me.
Sure.
Normally.
I'm more of a beak man myself.
More of a beak than a breast.
Yeah, I'm just love a good beak.
Well, it is a beak man's world.
Yeah.
you just heard my entire list of names. So what is your name, duck friend?
Oh, my name's Frankie.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Frankie.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you, Frankie. I'm honored to meet you from another world.
Nice to meet you, Arnie. Do you have any bread, by any chance? Like, just like little chunks of bread?
Oh, here. I always carry a few scraps of bread. I can just throw them here on the table.
I'd feel better if you threw them on the floor. Thanks.
On the floor? Oh, yeah. Just no problem.
Yeah.
Actually, why don't we... I'm going to pick up the laptop. Why don't we all go sit on the bench in the bar? We never sit on the bench.
Oh, yeah. We never sit on
that bench.
That's so nice. I'll just stay over here and... You just want to throw me whatever you've got in your pockets, that would be great.
Sure. I've got dice.
I will peck at those. Okay. And I will probably try and choke one down. But, you know, if I can, I'll just spit it back out or poop it out.
I would recommend not doing that. Arnie, why don't you not throw the dice on the ground so that Frankie doesn't eat them?
Oh, fair. Fair.
Well, I should really learn some self-control. Well, you know, I mean, that's on me.
Shouldn't we all? Not going to happen.
Frankie, this is a Traven. There's no self-control in a Traven.
Yeah, I have never been in a Traven before. I have been in a tavern, but never a Traven.
They're exactly the same.
Traven!
Is that how you say it?
Well, this one is ambulatory, has giant legs that carry us all over the land of Foon. I assume that you came out of the woods... where we've stopped recently, the woods where they grow all that holly, you know. I assume that Frankie comes from Hollywood.
Yes, that's right, you know. If everyone could just relax.
Okay, Frankie says relax, we'll relax.
Yeah.
Frankie, I think it would help me relax. You've been absolutely delightful so far, and my name's Chunt. I just wanted to make sure, you know, sometimes ducks, you know, sort of stay in a pond. Sometimes ducks will take flight. With the war, are you sort of like... playing two sides, or are you staying out of it?
Yeah, I'm trying really hard to stay out of it, but everybody wants me to pick a side, you know,
because
I also sometimes, you know, I my bread is on land, okay, and you gotta get that bread, so, you know, sometimes I'm on land, and sometimes I'm on water, and sometimes I'm in the air, and everybody wants me to fight for them, and my girlfriend broke up with me, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A fascinating conundrum to...
Yes.
Chunt, much like you, who can shift between shapes, Frankie needs not even shift, for Frankie is of the air, is of the water, and is of the land. Oh, I do not envy thee having to make the choice that stands before you.
It's hard to pick a side when bread is on the land. That's where you keep your bread.
That's where you keep your bread. That's where everybody gets that bread, you know? So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out. And, you know, all my relatives are kind of freaking out about it. My aunt is an owl stretch, she's pretty angry with me at the moment. Like I said, my girlfriend broke up with me, so
I'm
that's...
so sorry about that.
So sorry. Was your girlfriend a duck as well? Or
no.
Very presumptuous, Chunt. Very presumptuous. Gotta be a duck. Ducks gotta be ducks.
You know, that is, that's really kind of hurtful because, I date a wide variety of creature.
Sure.
I don't like to put a label on it.
You like them thick, is what you're saying.
I do like them thick, yeah.
I don't see phylum.
I don't see phylum. I don't, you know, because not all relationships are about reproduction. Okay, not all relationships are about that. Some relationships are about emotional support.
Yeah, podcasting.
Yeah, and you can enjoy sexual activity with different creatures without it needing to be about, you know, creating more ducks.
A cloaca doesn't have to be for more than one thing, although actually technically it does have to be for more than one thing, but you get what I'm saying.
Exactly. So, yeah, so I was dating a fish woman.
Fish woman?
I was dating a fish woman. Not a mermaid.
Not a mermaid.
Not a mermaid, okay.
No, it's a common misconception, but she's like the opposite of a mermaid. So her head is a fish, and then she has legs where a tail would be.
We've met her.
Oh, really?
We have met her, yes. She referred to herself as a reverse mermaid. But we've definitely met her or one of her kin.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, no, we met on an app.
Like an appetizer? Like,
that's
like
right.
On
the top of like some crostini, some bread apps?
She was serving caviar.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's right. She does. She makes it herself. She does. It's locally sourced, hyper locally sourced.
Sure.
It's like, have you ever had somebody... make you guacamole, like, right at your table?
Yes.
At this very table? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So this is like that, except it's caviar, and it comes out of her.
Mm. Well, we did have an avocado come up to the table once and say, do you want any guacamole? And then it crushed itself to death right in front of us.
Yeah.
So we've had a similar experience.
But with a big smile on its face.
It was so happy. It was freaky.
How is it, Frankie, eating whole to table?
Eating what?
Whole to
Did
table?
Did you say whole to table?
Is that a term I just made up?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
and that's the first time I've heard it. But you know what? I'm not a fine diner generally. You know what? It was a new experience for me. But you're never going to get fresher fish eggs.
Yeah,
anywhere
true.
Else.
Also, Chad, I don't think the term is whole to table. I think it's ass to mouth. Is that right?
Oh.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
Let's get a break.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
All right, we're back, and I'm sorry before the break. Maybe I said something that was a little crass. I didn't mean to, so I can keep it clean in this next segment. But first, I've got to say, this episode, like all our episodes, is sponsored by Rat Shit and Mouse Cum. Don't forget to eat Rat Shit and Mouse Cum.
Arnie, I'm mostly worried, after you mentioned ass to mouth, you've told Usor and I so many times that on Earth you would constantly visit ATM machines, and now I'm suddenly realizing what those are.
Well, first of all... Yes, that's the only right way to say ATM machine. Some people on Earth call it ass to mouth, and that doesn't make any sense.
No, you don't need the mouth twice.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Mouth to mouth. Stop trying to resuscitate what I was saying.
Does anyone want to know what I was doing all this week?
Frankie, what was sort of the catalyst for you and your fish gal breaking up?
Oh, I mean, she just really wanted me to pick a side, you know, and I don't feel strongly enough one way or another. Yeah. And it's really made me kind of check in with myself. Like, who am I? You know, who is Frankie? What is a Frankie? You know, and so I spent a lot of time drinking.
Yeah.
And And I went to...
Hold on. Alcohol? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Ducks drink alcohol.
I was just checking. I just wanted to be sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm a drunk duck.
What? I didn't say it.
I'm a drunk dunk.
Drunk duck. Look, I'll get us a round then. A round for everyone. An ale? Who wants an ale? Arnie, an ale?
Nope. Keep guessing.
Don't make me guess. Tell me what you want.
No, can I have all mead? The things.
Can I have a mead with a little caviar on top? A little caviar floater?
Caviar mead, yes, of course.
I can't have that anymore because it reminds me of my girlfriend.
I'm sorry, Frankie. Arnie, do you also want a caviar mead?
No, I'll have an ale.
Frankie, what can I get for you?
Do you have, like, some reeds that have been left in swamp water and then distilled? Do you have that?
Yeah, but it's up in my room. I'll be back in a few minutes.
What were you up to this week? Oh, you see, he already left.
Oh, wait, you wanted to know what I was doing all this week?
No, we moved on.
No, no.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll be...
So, Frankie, what side was your ex-girlfriend on? Was she for the sea? Was she for the land?
Oh, she was for the sea, you know, because the top half, so in order to breathe, she's got to be underwater.
Okay.
So she's you know, solid underwater. And, like, I do date a lot of different people from a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. And I like to think, like, I'm culturally pretty, like, aware. But we had, you know, we had some differences, and she just felt like I wasn't, you know, didn't have her back, Finn, 100%. And she's probably,
right. Hard to have her back when you don't know exactly where her back is, like in compare, like where her like back is.
Yes. And just like a shark, you could only kind of, you know, I could only rub her one way. Cause if I went the other way, it would like rip my wing off.
Oh yeah. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, Arnie, we should tell you, never rub a shark the wrong way.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm going to avoid rubbing a shark entirely, I think.
No, you're missing out.
What are the great joys of life, rubbing a shark? Ooh.
What's the good? What good does it bring?
Well, I don't want to ruin it for you if you ever change your mind.
Not going to.
This is so embarrassing, but I just dropped an egg. Super sorry. I dropped an egg.
Dropped or laid?
You know what? I've had quite a few eggs, and my pelvic floor isn't what it used to be. And sometimes I cough or sneeze or laugh, and an egg just kind of falls out. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
No, don't be sorry.
It's embarrassing.
We can always use eggs. Do you wax your pelvic floor? Or I probably shouldn't ask that.
Do I wax my pelvic floor?
Do you wax your pelvic floor?
I should have asked
I
that.
Even I think that's crazy.
Oh, Mr. Ass to Mouth is suddenly so demure.
I do not wax my pelvic floor, but I do a series of exercises to try and strengthen my pelvic floor.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I do that, and I take... you know, different things I find around, and I put them up there, and then I grip them, and I drop them, and I grip them, and I drop them.
Oh, seagulls. That's what seagulls do.
Yep, exactly. But with my pelvic floor. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's an ale for you, Arnie. Mead with caviar. And then for you, Frankie, I got some distilled swamp water from reeds. Of course, I'm going to drink an entire bottle of elderflower liqueur.
Hello. That sounds nice.
Would you like any?
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank
you.
So
what
were
we all talking about while I was gone? Do you want to talk about what I did this week?
Give us the first word.
I?
Okay.
No, what? I'm out. I'm out.
Okay.
Wow. Your friends are tough.
They are.
You know?
Or a little
I mean,
bit.
Not, they're not like might rip you beak to tail because you won't take a side tough, but they do seem pretty tough.
Yeah, it can be a little difficult at times to find the purchase that I need for the friendship woes and triumphs I'd wish to share, for the good times and the growth that we could all delve
into
together.
Okay, tell us one thing you did this weekend.
I learned a new spell.
Okay. So, Frankie, what do you kind of do for a living? Do you have a job?
I am a model.
Oh.
I'm a model duck.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So people, you know, hire me for paintings or for commercials. That's right. Yep. So you might have seen me, you know, around just selling stuff or...
What sort of products have you been in paintings for to promote?
Lingerie.
Oh.
That's right. And
I think I saw that on the side of the road. There was a giant painting of a duck in lingerie. That was you?
That was me. That was absolutely me. Yes, 100%. You know, I mean, a lot of people, when you think about a duck, you don't necessarily automatically think sensual. Mm-hmm. But ducks are very sensual creatures.
Yeah.
You know, very sensual creatures.
The way water cascades off your back.
Thank you. You know,
sumptuous, yeah.
Yeah. I also have been selling... pictures of my flippers.
Okay.
just to kind of get me through this.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, it's a war time. It's lean times. I understand. It's no problem. Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
My girlfriend kicked me out. So, like, you know, yeah. I'm like in between places, and it's really hard to find a place right now. Like,
oh, just. So you don't even have a place to stay.
No, I'm just like drifting from place to place. There's like nobody wants to rent to me. Nobody wants me to stay there because I won't pick a side. So it's hard right now. So I just, you know, keep selling those flipper picks and, you know.
Is that anything like OnlyFans?
Yeah, that's right. It is exactly like OnlyFans. And I did learn about it from my ex but Caviar was really just a passion. Her passion is serving you the eggs that she makes with her own body.
Sure.
But the way that her real income stream, real income upstream, is actually, you know, from OnlyFans. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I've definitely subscribed to Duck Hunt a few times. It's usually like ducks being sexy, and then there's like a giggling dog in front of them.
Can you say that again?
Nah, I'd rather not.
No, I like that one because, you know, you get the action of you know, cocking. You gotta cock that. You gotta keep, you know, this action.
I've never seen a duck make that motion with its wings. It's just fascinating to see you do it.
I mean, if you were to take away my feathers, you would see that my hands, you know, look exactly like yours.
Yusur, is that the spell? Yeah. Did you learn a defeathering spell?
I've always known a defeathering spell. I love birds.
Wait, ducks have human hands under their feathers?
Do you mind if we defeather your hands for a minute?
Yeah, I can put them right back.
Yeah, go for it.
Ingathar Atantiantai. Wow!
Huh. Oh.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
That is wild. You have fingernails.
Yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. I get them done. And then I stick them right back in there.
I was going to ask, did you paint those yourself?
Yes, of course I did. You know, you got to keep your appearances up even when you're going through massive depression and anxiety.
Sure.
You know, even when everyone has outlawed you and, like, pushing you to the side, you still have to, like, take care of yourself, you know? You have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And I see you're wearing a mood ring, and it looks like it's like sort of a deep orange. Not sure what that means. Yusur, do you know with a mood ring what deep orange means?
Yeah, I think it means I'm feeling very French.
Oh.
Right.
I think,
sort of sensual, but not sexual.
Duck l'orange.
Trying to sort of...
Exactly, yeah.
Just trying to make your way in the world. And I have to say this.
Experiencing a little bit of ennui.
Right, exactly. There's some sadness built into it. Frankie, if you don't have a place to stay, Arnie, Chunt, why don't we let Frankie stay here? And then, since ducks famously sleep with one eye open, we'll always be safe.
Absolutely. I'm sure we could magic a pond somewhere around here or...
Well, how about right in front of the bench?
Oh, sure. I'll just magic up a fucking pond. Every time you want something done, I'm just going to magic it up. The fuck? Don't even want to listen about my week?
All right, fine. What was the spell
fine,
you
what
learned?
What was the spell you learned?
It better not be a pond spell.
I learned how to turn the color green into the color blue.
Oh.
Wow. Well, that would be useful for a pond if the pond had some sort of problem with its pH balance.
Yeah. Right. When the pond gets sort of grimy and green, you can just change the color back to blue. It doesn't actually fix anything. But it looks a lot better.
Looks safe. Looks safe to drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. I hate when a pond gets kind of slimy. Pond scum.
Yeah, you really got to watch that pH balance, you know? Mm-hmm. You really, like, you got to just make sure that you're keeping it clean.
Mm-hmm.
That was you, too. That big poster for the pH. Check
That's
your
right.
pH. And you're kind of looking up back over your wing, and you're kind of like, your bill's a little bit open, but it's like water just rolling off of you. I thought it was a very wet and horny ad for checking pH balances.
Thank you. Well, you know, I mean, it's for a product that you use to wash that, you know, helps adjust that pH balance. And as somebody who was, you know, having sex with a fish, you really got to be careful.
Sure.
Got to be careful.
Got any sky friends, Frankie?
You know, I do. But I'm... Flying has always been my weakest ability, you know?
Oh.
Me too.
So, yeah. I mean, if you've seen a duck walk or run, you know that that's like my number one skill. Mm-hmm. I'm so good at walking and running.
Huh. Okay.
It's like, you know,
take to it like a duck to a track.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a duck to a track. And then second, I would say is swimming or gliding. I don't even know much swim, you know, I'm just kind of gliding. Yeah. So flying is, you know, it's not like my favorite. And I feel like a lot of the other flight animals kind of poke fun at me when I'm up there. Out of everybody, they're like my least favorite.
Oh, that's very rude. Should we kill them?
Yes. Well, okay. I don't know. Oh, I mean, there are a lot of very attractive birds.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You know? But yeah, they're just, they're kind of, I don't know. Have you ever seen a vulture?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a vulture. Arnie, have you seen a vulture? Do they have vultures on Earth?
Yeah, and you know what? Week after week, they don't recommend our podcast. I don't get it.
So then, you know, they're the worst, you know, not they're just like they picket carrion. And did you know that they don't have feathers on their head so that their pH balance on their head remains good and they don't get any infections on their face?
That's crazy. Oh,
so head safe head with the vultures. Is what you're saying?
A vulture will give you safe head. That's correct.
Okay. Easy. Okay. Easy kneecap.
Not what I would have guessed. Easy, not buddy. What I would have guessed.
Easy, buddy. Stroke the middle of your nose. Easy, boy. Easy, boy.
Now, everyone hates vultures, but what about starlings? Don't you hate starlings even more? The worst fucking birds?
Yes.
Thank
I mean, they
you.
Fly in those huge flocks. Who needs that many friends? Like, how bad do you have to feel about yourself if you need that many people around you at all times, you know?
Right. Why would you need a whole bunch of friends? People who liked you want to hear about what you did during the week.
Exactly. You know, maybe you should get an OnlyFans and you can tell people on there what you did during the week. Sometimes they might even give you some trinkets, some crackers. I work for crackers. So, you know, you can kind of pick what they pay you in.
I do like crackers. Do I have to grow a fin?
Yeah, I mean, do you have a fin spell? Also, speaking of, will you make my hands back into wings? Because this is very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's got to be cold.
I promised I would.
It feels very vulnerable, and I don't care for it.
Yeah, it's so weird to watch you crack your knuckles and sort of, like, shadow box.
Shmurkity burkity burkity.
Thank you. That's much better.
Do I have a fin spell? Not that comes to mind, but perhaps I could go search through my tomes and spell books trying to find one. Chunt, do you just want to morph into something that has a fin and just sort of ride on my head?
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of fun. Kind of a tandem thing.
Yeah, so you can ride my face and then we'll just go and we'll do an OnlyFins.
Okay, let me just sit down on your face here. Mustache rides are free.
Someone should draw this.
That beard doesn't cause anything either.
Wow, this is, I just feel like this is going to do really well. I think that there's a very specific crowd that is looking for exactly this.
I don't know why you needed Chun for that. You could have just used your hat, changed your hat, and you could have done like a deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin.
Well, that's a good idea. Chun, I don't need you anymore. I'm sorry, but...
Before I go, could you give me like a...
Close enough.
Let's take a quick break.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So, I know we've all been participating in this gig economy. Like, I've been doing some OnlyFans. I do sexy Adventure Time drawings. I don't do all the characters.
Well, OnlyFans, what is Adventure... What does the three of us going on adventures have to do with
it's,
fins?
It's shockingly popular on Earth.
Huh. Hmm.
What's it about?
My drawings?
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, could you be more specific?
What's that?
Could you be more specific?
No, I can't think of one. A million characters, and I can't think of one.
Now, you told me you were going to start your own site to get off of OnlyFans, and you're going to call it Jacob?
Yes. Yeah, but my work wasn't up to the quality I would like to. I was coming up with stuff that was less than Jake.
One of the best channels on OnlyFans is, a lot of people are into Real Big Fish.
Yes. And where would I pick it up?
I think you have to follow them around. I think.
Oh.
I don't think you can just go anywhere. I think you have to kind of like go where they go, right? And they're going everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe another time. Maybe another when I have some more free time. That sounds good.
I don't know why, but this conversation is making me so angry.
Yeah, I know. It's very uncomfortable in here. Everyone's knees keep getting really high.
Look, there's no reason to be angry. Frankie, we feel for you. You're torn betwixt three worlds, and we want to help you come to some sort of new sense of balance in your life. First of all, we want you to have a roof over your head. You're welcome here anytime.
Oh, thank you. I'll be back.
And also, Frankie, I'm sorry I have to ask this, but I just do. Because every time someone says, all of my friends are turning against me because of my political beliefs, I just have to ask, are you an asshole? Like, I'm just making sure, like, because sometimes those people are assholes. Like, I'm not saying that's you. I'm just making sure.
I don't think I'm an asshole. I think that I just, you know, I like to do my own research. Okay. And I like to...
It's another red flag.
I have my own, you know, views on things. I don't like somebody else telling me how I should feel. You know, I would say that, like, if somebody was, like, inviting me... I feel like right now somebody's inviting me to, like, three different parties, but I'm, like, a fourth party. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go to either any of those parties. So I made my own party.
We like, do that's need how, a viable fourth party. That's true.
We do need a viable fourth party. So, you know, and I listen to a lot of people, you know, who are not like part of the mainstream that runs into the pond, but you know, some of the smaller tributaries. You know, I like to go meet people from there, listen to what they have to say, you know, because you gotta keep an open mind. So no, I don't think I'm an asshole. I think I just, you know. I think I just trust myself I trust, you know,
anybody,
the leaders of any particular organization.
I'm really torn because on the one hand, that seems maybe not smart. But on the other hand, a lot of the leaders in Foon are crazy bad. So
yeah,
I don't really
crazy.
Know where to stand on this.
You know, this is a total sidebar, but you brought up tributaries. And I just wanted to mention that I've always really liked Joey Tributary.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of my favorites.
How's he doing?
How is he doing?
Joey Tributary's doing great. Doing just great.
How's he doing?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Good.
Yeah, it's all fun and games till he hangs out with his sister, huh?
His sister?
Yeah, I think he kind of had a spin out with his sister.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of lost some popularity after that.
Yeah.
I think he played...
It did so poorly, I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah.
I think then he played Mittens with a Monkey. That can't be right.
I don't know. I kind of think I love this guy.
See, I mean, you can. That's what I'm saying, is you can find, you know, good points of view in the most unlikely of places. Now, would people think that Joey Tributary is, like, the smartest person they've ever met? No.
No.
No. But he has a unique perspective.
Mm-hmm. So. Sometimes he'll dress up like a eel. He calls himself Dr. Drake Remore Eel, I believe.
Yes, he does. And if I remember correctly, for me, when he does things like that, he's actually more believable as a human being.
Sadly.
Oh, I love my friends.
Huh?
I love my friends. You guys, my friends. I love my friends.
Even me?
Even you.
Aw.
I did live in a fountain for a while.
Was that you? Oh, I saw that painting of you dancing in the fountain.
Yeah, I lived in a big fountain underneath an umbrella.
Ooh, yeah. That deserves three or four claps. What is it? Three or four claps. Let me see. Four.
I think it's four.
But here's the thing. Look, we got to get back to your problems, Frankie.
Okay,
your life's a joke. You're broke. Your love life's DOA.
DOA, Arnie, is that like ATM?
Sorry. Yeah, Dick.
Over. I know what the A stands for.
Look, you guys have been so great to me. And I just want you to know that I'll be there for you also.
Aww.
So
when the rain starts to fall?
Especially because it'll just roll right off my back.
Water off a duck's back.
Well, that's good to hear because it really hasn't been my day, my week, my month, or even my year.
Oh, Usador, buddy. Oh. You really have
that's
been
really
stuck
sad.
In second gear.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I can't really explain it.
Is that an Earth thing?
I think. We've said all of them.
Well, Frankie, I don't know if you're... I got to say, I appreciate that, and please count on us for anything you need. We'll be there lickety-split. I wanted to see if you would be comfortable, if I could maybe enlist you to help spread the word of peace to the to the different factions of animals, since you have your I don't know if you call it a foot, or it's like a claw, or I don't know what you have down there.
Are you talking about flippers?
Flippers. You kind of have your flipper in all three worlds, so did you want to kind of help me spread peace?
Oh my gosh. I would be like a real phone hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in fact, I have had this idea for like a traveling duck play. You know, where I would go out and just like tell people about all the bad stuff that's happening in the world that other people are doing so that they, because I want people to know things are bad. Things are bad everywhere.
Like a
documentary. Thank you.
Oh, holy shit. That was good.
Like a documentary.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like a truly important calling. I couldn't be prouder of you. I love birds. That's well established. I've always loved birds. So, Frankie, I loved you from the second you came up to the table. And if there's anything you need to get your documentary started, I'd gladly donate.
Oh, that's amazing. I would absolutely just love like some crackers and some bread. That's pretty much like 90% of my day is just like sourcing crackers and bread. So like if you just, that would like really take that off of my plate so that
so
I can concentrate.
You just need some carbs to get you started.
Your love language is carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and bonus if there's my girlfriend's eggs on top, but if that's not going to happen anymore, then that is what it is.
I would like to pledge 10 cracker tins full of crackers as long as I get executive producer credit. And a t-shirt.
Sold.
Ah, great.
Wow.
Absolutely, you can have a t-shirt.
Is there any way that I can help support these DuckTales?
Ooh.
You're just going to need some help. And look, I hate to start...
And every day you'll be out there making DuckTales, so...
I know. Mm-hmm. I hate to start us down this path. But, you know, I do know life is like a hurricane. And so you're going to need some help.
Oh, here comes the story of the hurricane.
I would absolutely... Like, if you happen to have... I don't know. I'm really reaching. But, like... Let's say you have a big room full of gold doubloons that we could all swim in.
Yeah.
Like, that would help me produce these DuckTales.
Yeah, think big. Race cars, lasers, airplanes.
I think there's one of those rooms in here.
Okay, Arnie, I don't know great. What those don't know what those words are that you said. I
Our
once
room
saw,
go.
Guys, that sounds amazing. I once saw a gem goblin dive into a pool of gold pieces and broke his neck. Broke his neck. Shit. In half.
Oh no!
Well, you have to make sure that it's not too shallow.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
You know, you gotta like make sure it's got enough.
I mean, if anyone could do it, it's a duck, right?
Oh yes. Yeah, good call.
They dive under the surface all the time.
Adept at all manner of methods of air, sea, and land, so it makes sense that they could easily adapt to a pool of gold coin.
Exactly. So yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Well, done. As soon as I find this room full of gold, I know we've got.
Frankie, you were mentioning, you bring up an amazing point. We do need a fourth, you know, sort of party in Foon. And I was thinking, I don't know if you've ever met Pizza Skull, but he's a cool skull with attitude. And I feel like we could maybe start a pizza party. I feel like a lot of people could get behind a pizza party.
Oh my gosh. I was going to call it the Mighty Ducks, but I think that a pizza party also sounds like a great idea because pizza has a lot of crust and people don't like to eat the crust,
right.
But I do. So they throw it, you know, on the ground. So I'm good with that.
Well, here, I've got some pizza crust in my pocket.
Oh, great. If it's from a pocket, that makes it even better because that means that there's like some yummy fuzz on the outside of it. Oh, thank you so much. That is...
Ooh, your pocket is steaming. That is a hot pocket.
You've made that gaffe again?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Arnie, I made that joke again. Arnie's over here being like, oh, John's making that joke again. I should probably say something. And I'm sitting here being like, Arnie, shut the fuck up. And then Arnie's like, oh, he told me to shut the fuck up.
Chun, I keep telling you, that's a voice in your head. I don't know. Why is the voice in your head so critical?
I don't know.
Oh, what a weird thing to do.
Oh, Arnie,
Arnie,
I can't tell if you're doing that or that's in my head. Arnie, do you have an email? Email me?
Oh, yes, I do, actually. Hey, dear listener, we love you so much. I'm sorry I haven't addressed you directly since the beginning of the podcast. You can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. I encourage you to join it via the website and not the app, because apparently there are new added fees if you join via the app. But anyway, I'm sure...
Can we address the audience at any time?
We can address the audience at any time.
Whoa. And Arnie, did you just say Viva La Website?
Did I just say Diva La Website?
Viva.
Oh.
I did a burlesque show for a while, and my name was Diva La Website.
Well, because of your web toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
You, sir.
Yeah, what?
Oh, we should address the audience.
Audience, listen to me now. This is Usador. Arnie has an email to read, but I must beseech thee on mine behalf. If you believe in me, clap your hands.
I don't hear any clapping.
I don't hear anything either.
Yeah.
All right, read your email.
Okay, so here's an email. It's actually about the animal war. Here's an email that reads... With the impending war of the animals, is Chun at all concerned about the badgers? Last I knew, they weren't very happy with him, and I'd hate for anything to happen to my favorite little badgie, a very worried pest control technician.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. You know what? I actually recently haven't seen a lot of badgers. You see the occasional one on the road, but typically I will, you know, stop walking on two legs, get down on all fours, and kind of grow my fur out over any, you know, starmer I'm wearing, or, you know, hide any weapons I might have, or, just to kind of blend
in. It is funny. Last I remember, back in season one, you were briefly the king of the badgers, right? And then all the badgers turned on you because you weren't really a badger. In fact, they actually sold us out to the Dark Lord as well, if I remember correctly.
Is that right? Yeah, I guess I was king of the badger for a while. I just kind of ruled myself.
Right.
I guess I haven't seen a lot of badgers. I wonder what they're up to.
Is this a recap? Anything else you want to go back and cover from 10 years ago?
Ooh, Arnie, could we segue into a clip show?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be good. But Chunt, I just want to let you know, recently, it wasn't winter solstice, just a few weeks ago, and I... You know, every winter solstice, I write a letter to all our friends and family, you know, telling about our exploits. And I definitely sent one to the badgers so that they know what you're up to and where you're at and how to find you.
Shit. We should probably get this tavern's legs moving.
Okay. It's a good idea.
All right.
You know what? Take this pitcher of water. Frankie, I'm just going to pour this water on the tavern floor, and then that's your pond.
Is it avian water? That's the only one. Just avian water.
I don't know.
No, it is, Chanta. I'm sure it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So go for it.
So that's your home now. Ooh, sorry, that's spreading out more than I thought it would. A lot of it's being soaked up by the wooden blanks, but I'm sure you'll make do until you sort of learn a pond spell.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's another egg. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
But I can provide you with eggs, so.
Yeah, that's
good. We're back to, what did you say earlier about the ATMs? Right? It's I can provide you with ATMs.
Yay! Ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth.
If the iHeart Podcast's awards committee listens to a single 10-second clip before handing out the award for Best Fiction Podcast, I find myself praying it's the 10 seconds we just heard. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Frankie the Duck was played by special guest Christy Bonstell. When she's not busy baking homemade cinnamon buns each day at sunrise for every firefighter in Illinois, Christy enjoys hot yoga, swimming the perimeter of Lake Michigan, tidying up public libraries for free, and never resting. Mirzia the Red Queen was played for one word by Janet Varney. Oh, that's after the credits. Never mind. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. I'm only now realizing there are no custom t-shirt updates in these post-show credits I'm making up, which just shows when God closes a door, he also gives you a tiny break from talking about mouse pee-pee or whatever. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Still got it, kids? Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Frisky.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wartman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.